Hi everybody, sorry that I can't be there today. Parental responsibilities, I'm afraid. However, Sue agreed that it would be helpful if I could at least record some of my initial thoughts about the pilot. So ignoring any issues then around the specific wording of the standards and the levels of compliance, which I understand in any case will be worked on before the process is rolled out nationally, I think that the main lessons for me arising from the pilot are the importance of impact, evidence and impact, reflection, demonstrating reflection, and bringing in the wider team from an early stage into the process. There is also, I feel, a sizeable mental shift, which I must admit I still have to get my head fully around, required from a move from a more prescriptive approach, using examples of quality, to a more systematic approach to quality and demonstrating quality. There is a need, perhaps, to get to grips with and to apply the wider concepts of quality improvement and the quality improvement cycle, for want of a better phrase, within our own services to better serve the QI and other initiatives and requirements of the bodies that we support. To be able to demonstrate improvements slash positive, I would hope, impacts over time, thanks to our developing slash improving slash bringing in new services, but also to be able to demonstrate the whole reflecting on the need to change our practice piece that lay behind these new or changes to our practices slash services in the first place, as well as on the impact of the changes themselves. The pilot process also made very clear to me the importance of ensuring and being able to demonstrate a link between the outcomes and impact of all sorts of activity within the service and the reasons for those activities. For example, being able to demonstrate clear links between staff training and service improvements or developments, but also being able to evidence not just the impact of the library staff training, skills development on the wider trust, but also on the reflection and thinking regarding the service improvement needs that lay behind the introduction of that training in the first place. So going back there, I think, to reflecting on the reasons for the changes and the developments themselves. The importance of record keeping was made clear to me, even just one or two lines or a brief follow-up email, particularly important perhaps for those corridor or 20-minute intro chats or introductions to the service that can then lead to larger pieces of work as much as for more formal meetings. For example, 10 minutes at the end of a standard intro library meet and greet today with a new exec identified some specific needs for her and her team that the library might want to pilot as a service. To my mind, these are excellent examples or evidence of identifying the needs of executive decision makers. So I've now developed a rolling OUH meetings log to make sure that small but important moments like that don't get lost in the morass of my meeting notebooks, and that they are there to be pulled out more easily as evidence if and when required. As I tried to pull my evidence together, the importance became very clear of having lots of different types of examples of impact to hand, and of bringing the whole team in on this. All of our team support and impact our host trust in lots of different ways, so there are lots more impact case studies, for example, on the case for BHCL over 2019 that will be done by the whole team across the full range of services that we provide and the activities that we support. And I'll be making sure that any future submissions from HCL are pulled together by a far larger group than one, me, and that we start to discuss and think about evidence gathering more consistently as part of business as usual, and less as a collation exercise when a submission deadline is looming. I'm sure I'm not the only one to have been frantically emailing members of staff with an hour to go before the LQAF submission cutoff, for example. It also made it clear to me that I shouldn't assume that some things are self-evident. The obvious does need to be stated, and evidence does need to be made very clear, very explicit. For example, when asked to demonstrate how evidence is used to inform library service development, I just gave examples of services developed from learning that we'd gathered at conferences, because of course it goes without saying that we all use the LKS literature and the Knowledge for Healthcare blog. Of course, it turns out that it definitely does go with saying that we all use the LKS literature and the KFH blog. To be very clear, start getting ready now. We do not have a year off. We have a year to get our heads around the core concepts, to get our teams involved, and to review how we collect and demonstrate examples of impact. A good start on the concepts is the QI webinar, which Sue will give you the URL of if you haven't already seen it. But I understand slash hope that more training is on the way. I'm certainly, as you can probably tell, in need of and look forward to have opportunities to get more to grips with the core concepts. However, I'm very glad that we had the opportunity to take part in the pilot, and as a result, I already now have a list of learning points to look at as we deliver and we develop and evaluate our services to the OUH Trust over 2019. Thank you very much.